Ukraine security issue.
The attack of the armed forces of Ukraine on the southern front line is gaining momentum. Russian gauleiters in Kherson are asking Russia to evacuate them, making it clear that the armed forces of Ukraine are close enough. According to the Financial Times, in accordance with Western military estimates, Ukraine can take Kherson to the Dnipro region as early as next week. Meanwhile, Russia continues to attack peaceful Ukrainian cities with missiles. Russian troops attacked seven regions of Ukraine, in particular fired three S-300 missiles at Zaporizhia, fired at Sumy and Kharkiv regions. The fighting continues in Donbas and Kherson. This was reported to the Suspilne media in the military, civilian administrations. In Mykolaiv, an 11-year-old boy rescued on Thursday died in a hospital after lying for 6 hours under the rubble of a house fired upon by Russians. This was announced by the head of the Mykolaiv Regional Administration, Vitaly Kim. Six other civilians became victims of the Russian shelling of the city. In almost every liberated settlement in Ukraine, the police find places of mass graves. The invaders are so cynical that even the graves of tortured Ukrainians are mined. To approach the mass grave, you have to call sappers. This was announced by Minister of Internal Affairs Denis Monastirsky. Rafael Grossi, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, after negotiations on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant captured by the Russians, noted that the situation is unbearable and requires immediate action. He wrote about this on his Twitter. After his visit to Moscow, Rafael Grossi met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Dmytro Kuleba, in Kyiv. The parties discussed the creation of nuclear safety zone around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Grossi sees opportunities for progress in the talks. Russia behaves as if a terrorist state, therefore the decision of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe to recognize the Russian regime as a terrorist one is historical, believes chairman of the Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine, Ruslan Stefanchuk. According to him, this is a powerful signal on the global scale, and this is another step for Russia to be recognized as a sponsor of terrorism. Finally, at the international level, they began to call a spade. I want to remind you that both the President of Ukraine and the Verkhovna Rada have already several times appealed to the world community to recognize the situation as it is, that Russia is a terrorist state, a state that sponsors terrorists, which commits terrorist activities against the Ukrainian population, which commits genocide against the Ukrainian people. We are pleased that PAC listened to this. Moreover, this means that the decision should go down to a lower level, to the level of the parliaments of individual countries. I hope very much that such a decision will be supported in other countries that are members of the Council of Europe. The armed forces of Ukraine are shooting down at least 85% of the Shahed-136 kamikaze drones that Iran handed over to the Russian army and with which the invaders have recently terrorized Ukrainian cities and infrastructure. This was announced by the National Security and Defense Council Secretary of Ukraine, Oleksiy Danilov. He added that the Ukrainian army is learning how to deal with these drones. After large-scale missile attacks on Ukraine by Russia, the United States, Germany and France announced the boost of their military support for Ukraine. The United States of America is accelerating the dispatch of advanced NASAMS air defense system. NATO will soon transfer to Ukraine 100 stations for German drones, including those of Iranian production. This was stated by the NATO Secretary General at a briefing in Brussels, according to a correspondent of the Suspilne media. In the long term, partners will help Ukraine move from Soviet to modern NATO equipment. The intensity and quality of arms supplies to Ukraine from partner countries will determine whether the mobilization of the wave in Russia will be able to stop the counterattack of the armed forces of Ukraine. The commander of the joint forces, Lieutenant General Sergei Naev, spoke about this in an interview with the Suspilne media. Everything will depend on the resources that the Russian Federation will supply its army with, and accordingly the resources that will be supplied to us by our Western partners. In this resource struggle, Western weapons are newer, they are highly accurate, and what we are given we quickly master and use on the battlefield. Accordingly, if we receive the necessary amount of weapons and military equipment in time, then the advantage will be on our side. Photo exhibition Azov Regiment Angels of Mariupol was opened in Kyiv. The exposition includes 154 photographs of the dead bodies. What the military went through, what the doctors had to do saving their lives and civilians at Azovstal is impossible to imagine in ordinary civilian life. There was almost none of the medicine, said on the air of the telethon the combat medic of Azovstal Katerina Polishuk, better known by the call sign Pташка, bird in Ukrainian. The situation was critical from the very beginning because peaceful hospitals were shelled. When we moved to Azovstal, I saw everything. For example, the story of my old friend whose blood was simply transfused into a bottle and then transfused back, and that's how we saved his life. Moreover, there are hundreds of guys who were saved due to enthusiasm and due to incredible dedication of the hospital doctors. And I, as a combat medic, I basically brought them patients. Let me remind you that since March 1st, Mariupol in the Donetsk region, blocked by the Russian troops, was defended by the military, police, marines and the Azov regiment. Together with the civilians, the wounded and the dead, they were in the walls of the Azovstal metallurgical plant until they surrendered on the orders of the command in order to save their lives. Volodymyr Zelensky congratulated Ukrainians on the Day of Defenders of Ukraine, which is celebrated on October 14th. The president thanked everyone who fought for Ukraine in the past and everyone who fights for it now and will certainly win. Win in such a way that it will crown the struggle of many generations of our people with success. The people who always wanted one thing the most – freedom – for themselves and for their children, for our culture, the president said.
Ви – найдорожче, що у нас є. Кожен і кожна. Проти вас – російські танки.
You are the most precious thing we have, each and every one. Russia's tanks, inmates and mercenaries oppose you. Looters, rapists and those who have gone mad from propaganda. Thousands of people whose lives are worth nothing to the state. They are thrown into attacks. They have anti-retreat detachment behind their backs. They are not counted and are not even taken away when they die. They do not know what to live for, and that's why they lose their life given to them by God so shamefully. And behind you, Ukrainian warrior, are millions of people who know exactly what they live for. Behind you, the history that has been coming to these heroic days for many centuries, so that you, Ukrainian warrior, will now turn it in the right direction forever.
Українські воїни направив її у правильне русло назавжди.